Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Tampa Alley. See what was going on.
That's some serious blues there from Stevie Ray, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. We're talking about this basket of scandals that we seem to continue to accumulate. We started talking about the Benghazi scandal. We talked about the IRS scandal in the previous segment. Bill Brandt, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bill is president and CEO of Development Specialists Incorporated, DSI.biz is the website. Bill, the Justice Department has declared war on to some people on the First Amendment, on the press. First, they went after the AP. Now they're going after Fox. They called him one of the Fox correspondents a co-conspirator of a national security issue. What do you think about all that?
I think that the Attorney General is possibly the most miserable excuse for a public servant that we've had in years.
Thank you. I've
thought he was, he was incompetent when he was appointed, and everything he's done since the appointment has only proven that, why isn't this man gone a long time ago? He's just an idiot. And I will tell you that this goes back to 9/11, both administrations, and the First Amendment apparently exists to be trampled on when you're slightly paranoid. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
I worry about the National Defense Act and the issues of where you can arrest Americans and hold them without trial. We've gone off the rails here. And for a president, for Bush, I get the point, because that's where he was coming from. For Obama, who stood up in 2008 and said, I'm going to be different, well, he hasn't been. And here you need to hold him accountable. And his people are off the rails.
Well, how much of any of this, do you attribute to President Obama?
You know, I at the end, the buck stops there. Truman was right, but I will tell you that the way you govern, obviously, is you hire people you think are smarter than you, and you get out of their way. The problem is that the first time they show up not being very much smarter, you better get off your duff and do something about it. And Holder showed up. Remember when Holder was going to prosecute these guys in New York and then had to retreat? His whole administration of the Justice Department is one failed thing after another.
Well, look at the gun situation on the border. The Fast and Furious thing on the border.
Fast and Furious started under the previous administration.
That's right.
I'm not trying to justify it, but what I'm saying is the guy stood up in 2008 and said, I'm going to change all this. Okay, what happened here?
Now, Bill, it seems that what President Obama is saying is, I didn't know about it, and so either they're, as some of the pundits are saying, you're either incompetent, or you're out of touch. Which one is it?
I don't believe it's either. I will tell you that if there was a U.S. president who kept giving orders directly to the Justice Department, you'd have everything from Fox News to the New York Times screaming that we politicized our prosecutorial role. That part I get. But I also think give me an Ed Levy from Ford's administration. Remember him as Attorney General when he came in? Give me a guy who is smart enough to understand how to do this and strong enough to rein in stupid prosecutorial powers. And Holder is neither.
Doesn't the thing that they did with the AP and what they're doing with Fox now, isn't that an assault on our First Amendment? And isn't that for Obama, isn't that a major problem for him?
You know, Jim, the classic rule in a scandal is if you're digging a hole, don't hand
the guy
a shovel. You know, don't hand him a bigger shovel. And these people can't seem to stop shoveling. And I'm appalled at this. This is, this is just lousy government, and this is not constitutional governance at all. And there are a bunch of inept people.
And how far up do you take what you just said? That indictment you just made. How far up the line do you take it?
You know what? I as I said as you started this conversation, if somebody doesn't work out, you got to replace them. You got to have the cojones to do so. And I'm sitting here watching the president look at a floundering.
He's not doing it.
No. He's not doing it. And Holder should have been gone. Listen, after the whole thing with Sheikh Khalil with New York,
right.
He should have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, he tells stories about how he thought he was going to be asked for his resignation and never was. Well, there's the problem, isn't it?
So, all right. How much, as the average person, well, I'm coming to the end of our visit here, Bill, but I just... It's going to be interesting. Don't you believe, though, that in every one of these cases that there's going to be more investigation and we're going to find out who really is responsible for these things?
No.
You don't? Okay. We'll see. I'll have you back and we'll keep you. You'll keep us posted on this. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Happy Memorial Day, Jimmy.
Yeah, you too, Bill. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. Always exciting to hear his perspective on things, even when I don't completely agree with him. Going to take a quick break. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.